This podcast is supported by The RealReal. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The RealReal.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The RealReal? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 40 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The RealReal than anywhere else.
Exactly. That's the sound of your closet working for you. The RealReal. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And only for the month of January, earn up to $550 extra when you sell with The RealReal. That's right, up to $550 extra. Go to TheRealReal.com to get started. Earn up to $550 extra this month at TheRealReal.com. Terms apply.
If you're watching this, you're now listening to Season 5 of Knowing It's Knowing. I'm your host, Rashad Young, and as always, I appreciate you guys tuning in to a new episode, a new season, man. It's crazy how much time has slid. First off, Happy New Year to you. Hope this is an amazing 2026 for you, for your family, for your loved ones, anybody around. I hope it is a fantastic year. I hope everything that you strive for becomes. As we all know, New Year's has new opportunities, and with new seasons, things have shifted. And so for anybody who was a part of season 4, I appreciate you all being a part of it. All the conversations, all the journeys, all the stories that I've learned, the ways to connect really means so much to me. It stood out to help me understand that we all are going through different things in life. And then we sit down, we have a conversation, be very surprised on how our stories can have a parallel with one another. You know, for me, this season is all about intentionality. It's all about moving different. And it's really being stuck to understanding who I am. And it's really about knowing. When I made this podcast a couple years ago, you know, each year or each season, I wanted to continuously climb towards getting to this point now where I'm just knowing, right? Knowing has always been a concept that my brother has always mentioned. Shout out to my dog Neptune, where he's always said, and it didn't, at the point in time, it didn't make much sense. But the older you get, you recognize the concept that he was expressing was that when you know, you know. When you know things about yourself, you know, you move with a sense of confidence. You move with a sense of certainty. You just allow things to be. You essentially have this detachment that you should always have and navigate in this life because you recognize that you can only control so much. But when you know a lot within, that is when your true step and power comes into place. You know, I think for me, there was a time where I needed conversations. There was a time where I needed clarity. There was a time when I needed some of the questions and answers within myself. And each person that I connected with, I learned a lot about myself within it. I learned about my own journeys, learned about my own setbacks and failures, I learned about some of the things that I thought were some big deals, they actually were not. It gave me perspective that I felt like I needed to move forward, to spend hours connecting with people and relentlessly talking to them about different things really helped me have a better sense of perspective and it grounded me in a way that I never thought that I needed. As fun and as exciting was to connect with people, on the other end as well, it was also very exhausting to give out a lot of your time, not necessarily to not hear people's stories, but to continuously produce a high level interview for people. You know, I think one of the biggest things I learned is that, yeah, I have the ability to push and I can go to a new gear, which I'm always excited to know. But on the other end, too, is that if you're going to change the systems around you, you have to change as well. You know, it's a beautiful thing to experience burnout in a sense. And I know that sounds a little weird because, you know, when you think of burnout, you think of exhaustion, all this other stuff, but you recognize that, you know, me experiencing that burnout, I wasn't burnt out because I didn't care. I was burnt out because the systems that I was operating in just for not working hand in hand. You know, when you want to do better, you have to change everything else around you. You know, I'm trying to move this way, but everything else in my life was still staying in the middle, from my habits to what I was eating to how I was sleeping, and trying to continuously think that I am a 19-year-old person when I'm 30. You know, the energy that's required to produce high quality has to change. The standards within myself had to change. And so, you know, I think that's the whole point of what the seasons is about for me. You know, I think another part of this aspect of the seasons where I kind of felt myself shifting, not necessarily from the conversations I was having, but just shifting within myself. You know, this past year taught me so much about just the importance of accepting things that are out of your control and recognizing that there's a lot of things that will throw wrenches in your life, and there are situations that you have to learn how to deal with the adversities that come behind it. And there's moments where there's moments where you notice that you have to be okay with just being okay with the situation for what it is. You know, I think the biggest thing that I learned is that, you know, people are ultimately going to make decisions that are best for them, and people are going to do what is best for them. And even if you don't want it done in a certain way, people are going to do it how they're going to do it. And you can't focus on how people are going to treat you. You cannot focus on how you want things to be for your own plan, your own ideal. Self-preservation will always stand number one. And you learn, when you learn that lesson, when you learn that people are ultimately can always do what's best for themselves, you learn not to be as offended when those decisions happen. At the end of the day, you know, it's very natural for us to feel connected to people and to see a life with them, or to see things go a certain way and then things just abruptly end. Or maybe a job that you're looking for, you go through all the stages of the interviews and you think you're about to get the job and you don't get it, right? And so the plan that you have looks a lot different than the situation that's occurring. And you learn that you just have to be okay with that. You just learn that sometimes those are the best things that happen to you. Sometimes it's a wake-up call that you need to recognize your own power, right? Sometimes with rejection, there is a projection towards the way that your life is supposed to go. And when you have more time away from those situations that have hurt you or harmed you, you recognize they were actually probably doing you a favor in the first place. Because, you know, again, regardless of why things happen, there's things that we don't know about people and situations that truly are never just within alignment with you and yourself. And when you have these moments where you know you want to go a certain place, sometimes people just see the power that you have before you see it yourself, right? And because of that, things go left. And it's very easy to blame yourself. But sometimes a lot of these things that happen to you, it may have nothing to do with you at all. You're just unfortunately a casualty of a decision of somebody else having to make. And when you accept the fact that you cannot control anybody else's decision and not everybody's decision is a reflection of you, again, that is when you realize the power within yourself. So this is essentially what this season is about, is really understanding the power within ourselves continuously to navigate what is that's important to you while also accepting and being adaptable to what you think life should be for you and how you adapt to those things that get thrown your way. You know, this outside of the things that I've learned, a lot of good things that's happened as well this year. Trying to think, you know, from the ability to speak at various conferences all over the country, you know, a dream of mine that I've had for years, and after being told no a million times and finally getting the opportunity to get 5 in the same year, you know, let me know the importance of just being prepared for the moment. You know, it's very easy to again feel when things aren't going your way, that you never get to the route that you want to go to, but you'll find out in actuality usually it's for your best benefit. When I go back in time and I think about all these opportunities that essentially just not happened for me, I have to ask myself, was I really ready? Did I have the confidence to speak in these rooms with these people and give them my best and have the expertise and the confidence? I cannot say that. I don't know. I do know that when I walk in the rooms, I am very confident in what I do, because those moments of not being told yes, I kept telling myself, when I get an opportunity, everybody is going to see why they should never tell me no in the first place. Right? And so you have to find a way to pivot those no's into moments of preparation, because sometimes these, again, when things shift, they're designed to help you become prepared for when it is your time. You know, I think it's, again, it's very easy to want things to go in a way that we want it to go, and you have to ask yourself, sometimes when you have that moment of delay, and you see the full picture, you realize maybe I wasn't ready for it in the first place. A lot of us ask for things that we truly may not understand the power that we're asking for. And if we get that opportunity, we may not actually be able to maintain it in the first place like we think we could. You know, getting something is great, but to be able to maintain it and to keep it and help it push and grow, that takes a whole different level. That takes a whole different mentality. That takes a whole different way to approach things. You know, if we had everything handed to us on a silver platter, I guarantee us a lot of us would drop it every time. Because it sounds good in theory, you know, when you get that sense of fulfillment that you asked for something. But again, if somebody hands most people $1 million, they're going to buy all their desires without understanding how to maintain it and help it grow, right? Because again, a lot of us are fixated on self-gratification and wanting things now that are usually external. They don't really change your life at all, right? They just create a sense of fulfillment, of security in the moment. And when that feeling goes away, because it does, we lose a sense of happiness anyways. So that's the other thing. It's like when all those things were happening to me and every time I was being told no, yeah, there was a fuel to that. And then when I got into these rooms, I'm like, oh, now I have to do this. Then the next opportunity, I think I do it again and again and again. There has to be a hunger and a why to why you want to keep going. You know, at this point for me, it's not really just a desire to just speak in these rooms or just a desire for money. It's a passion of mine. It's something that genuinely wakes me up in the morning. I would love to do that every single day because that, to me, working with people, connecting with people, being in spaces with people, learning, engaging, that gets me going. And to see the looks or the questions or the responses in real time to let me know if something was good or bad, that lets me know too that there's always more to do. There's always more to learn and improve on. So again, a lot of those things probably don't happen the way that they should happen if I was so fixated on being upset or gave up when things were not going my way. And the last thing I want to touch on this season, as I mentioned in the past, you know, just what this year mainly taught me is just the importance of maintaining your health. You know, for me, this year has given me different perspectives on one, just, you know, I'm still young, but I'm at an age where life looks, you know, you're starting to turn the page a bit, starting to turn the page on what your youth is like. You know, at this point now, it's not really as much of a youthful ignorance that I probably had maybe 5-10 years ago. There's a reality that I'm not getting any younger, right? I am getting older, I'm getting more experience, and because of that, I'd be able to take care of my health, and I gotta be able to be mindful of the things that I do. There's certain things that I can't do now at 30 that I can used to do at 21. There's certain foods I probably shouldn't be able to eat. There's certain things I shouldn't be able to just sleep at 2 a.m. and then wake up at 5. I think everything is fine. Like, everything has a new nuance to it. And so when I had my health issue with my stomach earlier in August, it shifted my perspective on everything. It gave me so much of a sense of gratitude that I probably didn't have before. And so now I'm trying to be as very mindful as I can with just what I do. And I always tell people to, you know, get themselves checked out. And again, don't be so naive the fact that certain things cannot happen to you, because they can. And that's, again, we're not above any of these things that can happen to us. So to have a sense of urgency, a plan, and not to be so naive on certain things because of age is important. So please go get checked out. Please go see doctors, dentists, therapists, whatever. Do not wait for a situation to occur before you not do anything about it. Because if something bad happens, then you're going to tell yourself, oh, I wish I would have did this, I wish I would have did that. If you have the time, the resources, and the ability to do it, do not push it off because you're worried about the results. Sometimes things can save us a lot earlier if we're more proactive versus being reactive, which is important. So this season is going to touch on a lot of stuff. It's going to touch on not only my own personal growth, but getting into my bag of clinical work as I just finished my second master's in clinical mental health. So I'm in the process of becoming a licensed therapist. Got a long way to go, but we're excited to get started with that. And this journey has taught me so much of just my respect for people in this space, the amount of work that you got to do to not only provide high quality therapy care, but to get to the state of being a licensed therapist. If people think it is a 1-2-3-step show, it's not. It requires a lot of time, patience, you know, jokingly at first, a lot of free labor, but you learn a lot about how important it is to be diligent in your work. And again, it goes back to that question, would you do what you love for free? A lot of us will not. So for those who are in these spaces of services, of helping people, I get it. I understand. I tip my cap off to you every day, from educators to social workers to therapists. I know what we have to do every day. And it's not a job that everybody can do. And you don't do it solely for the money, as we all know. You do it for your love and care for people. So the amount of respect that I have for anybody in those spaces or at all time high, anybody who works with people, first responders, whatever, the amount of respect I have for people who work in people-related fields that is all about serving, it goes out the way. So it's amazing. You know, 3 degrees, I never thought I would get there, but it's something that I'm proud of. And as anybody knows me, there's always another thing to climb. So I am going for 4, and I'm going to pursue my doctorate. I'm looking at different schools now, and it's not for ego. It's not for any status. Yeah, some people joke around and call me Dr. Young, but no, it's for me to, you know, set out a plan that I have for myself. You know, this guy gives me a different direction. It's the plan that I intend on taking, and I'm just excited for this new step. And again, I'm very big on being present. So again, I'm excited to be in this space. I'm excited to take this next step and become a licensed. I'm excited to begin my next process of, you know, hopefully becoming Dr. Young, because again, everything starts and ends. So I'm just grateful that I'm here for the start. So a lot to have in this season, a lot to talk about. I'm super excited to be a part of this. For those who are going into a new year, as I say every year, try to make it your best. Try to hold on to what you can. Give people more flowers while they're here, because a lot of things happen very quickly in each year. More importantly, celebrate yourself, whether it's big or small. For somebody who has to actively work on that, it's very important that you celebrate everything, because you are here. You're breaking barriers every single day. Whether you think you are or not, you are. It doesn't matter where you are right now. Your life can literally change in a year. We hear it. We see it. Now, again, now it's time for us to apply that. Appreciate y'all. More to come. Love y'all. God bless. Peace.